How's your vision today? It's pretty good. What is this? You like this? All right, what's on the first row? Can anyone not see the E? It might be one or two. That's okay. E, here's an eye chart. How's that look? Have you ever had your eyes examined? Has anyone ever said you need your eyes examined? No, not that either. All right, how about this row down here? What are these letters? Aiden?
F-E-L-O-P-Z-D.
Okay. Mariah, how about this third one?
L-E-F-O-D-P-C-D.
That's not too bad. You know, I notice you have glasses, Aiden. Yeah, maybe you do, and you don't need glasses, do you? Hey, I want to do a little experiment with you. I have some brand new swim goggles here. And just got them, and I'd like you to just sort of try them on here. Tell me what you see. Look up this way. Good. Look around. What do you see? Hold them up there. Is there anything clouding your vision?
No.
A little bit there. How about the second row? What do you see? Third. How about this letter? You see that? All right, that's a good guess because that's memory. Here, you try this, Aiden. Hold that up there.
That's my regular vision without.
Good. Now look that way so everybody can see that there is there anything. Is there anything on the lens? Can you turn all the way around? We have people sitting on that side too. Okay, that's very good. Yes. So what's on the fourth line?
L-P-E-D.
Oh, you are so cheating. All right. How about this one down here?
I can't even see that.
That's good. That's good. That was the point. So listen. You know, sometimes we look around, and we can't see everything that's out there. Like, for example, I held up that chart, and that chart was there, just like it was before, but you couldn't see it because there's something obscuring our vision. Would you hold this up just for a moment? You know, God does lots of amazing things for us, and he wants us to focus not only on the things we can see with our eyes or hear with our ears or touch with our hands. He wants us to be able to comprehend things that can't be seen. Like, for example, love. Like peace. Like forgiveness. You can't have a box of forgiveness on the shelf and say, oh, that's forgiveness. There it is. I'm going to grab it right now. There's my forgiveness. You can't do that because it's not that kind of a thing. So if we want to be able to see forgiveness and see love and feel God's love inside, we have to make sure our glasses, our vision isn't clouded, which is why I have an alcohol swab. Here, why don't you try to clean them off there? Hand them to Aiden. This is your morning routine. Yeah, people with glasses, they do this a lot, don't they? Here, you just kind of buff them up a wee bit there. Here, I'll take that. Thank you. Is that a little better? Hold them up and see if you can see things more clearly. Oh, that is much better. And we see you more clearly, too. Yeah, would you look over on that slide? You have a little bias there on the left-hand side. Yeah, much better. So God really wants us to pay attention to our vision. And he wants us to be able to see what God is doing out in the world. And sometimes we have to ask God to clean our lenses so that we can see love, forgiveness, peace, and also the work God wants us to do. Because it all isn't things that we can touch or just see with our regular eyes. Sometimes we need the eyes of faith and the eyes of faith that leads to trust so that we can trust what God is doing. Let's give God thanks today. Dear God, I thank you that you've invited us not only just to open our eyes, but to make sure nothing is in the way of our vision. To make sure we're not getting in our own way. To make sure nothing is clouding what we see so that we can have a view that is crystal clear. I thank you for Aiden and for Mariah being here, and I thank you for their vision to see you at work. Let them see peace and love and joy in the world, and where they don't see it, that they might be part of making it happen. In Jesus' name, amen. And because you guys are such good sports, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color.
Red, what's your favorite color? There you go. Thanks for being with me today. Put those on the way out, will you?